It is.
So, this is Crippled System, episode something or other.
54.
We have Nate Newby here with us, filling in for Jeremy, Valiant 418, because he's in North Carolina.
And I'm better looking.
Yeah, and one thing you need to do is just giggle incessantly all the time. There, that's pretty much, there we go. Now it'll be like nobody... No, Jeremy's not even missing.
Who's right Jeremy?
There. Oh, yeah.
I will say, it did take us 53 episodes. We finally got an episode with Katie without Jeremy. It did take us a year.
Yeah.
We finally succeeded in our core mission of a podcast.
Speaking of which, I parted my hair on the right side today. Nobody noticed. Thank you for not noticing.
You did look different, but I couldn't tell why. Because that's about as observant as I am.
I read the Cracked article that I'm sure you read.
You and I read every Cracked article.
I think it's the see-through shirt that drew everybody else's attention.
It's not a see-through shirt. It's a sweater with a t-shirt underneath.
It's a see-through sweater. Well, it's supposed to be, so you can see the colored shirt. It's not like her boobs are underneath it immediately.
No, well, I know.
I said immediately. I had it immediately because I got halfway through that sentence and knew what was going to happen, so I qualified it.
But anyway, because they said that people who part their hair on the right is more feminine, so I'm going for a more feminine look today.
No drinking and parting hair on the right.
Uh-huh.
That's...
No drinking. What?
Yeah, she's not drinking.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was covered on Monday.
Yeah.
And last podcast.
Yeah.
I don't remember the no drinking. Like, at all, ever? Teetotal?
No liquid at all.
Well, I am...
She's done.
I'm done. I'm getting my solids water from... from fruits going forward.
She eats a lot of watermelon now, like Jeremy.
Well, that really wouldn't work out. If he was a fruit.
It was a gay joke.
I know, but I'm not
it's a
boy.
Clue reference. You didn't answer my question.
Was there a question there?
I think there was. I don't know. Whatever. Move on.
All right.
Anyway, this is Katie Badhorse on the forums.
Nate, you can introduce yourself even though she already did.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Nate. I'm Kaichiro on the forums.
Sure you are.
And what do you play?
I decided to switch until June or July. I'm going back to Minions. Then I'll go back to Convergence.
I was gonna say you're not gonna wait until April.
I
April
could.
Seems to be the magical month.
I guess I could, but I'm gonna wait until June, July. I'm gonna put in a solid six. I'm gonna actually try to get to more tournaments with the Minions.
You just aiming low.
Yeah.
Well, if you wait the June to go back to Convergence, you should have maybe everything might be out. So when you start playing them, competitively,
should be.
In
well,
April,
I also
everything
want
that
have.
Matters is out.
Well, the Battle Engine still isn't.
The Battle Engine is super legit, and the Enigma Foundry. Those are the only two things that won't be out as of April.
Yeah, so I'm thinking they'll be out May, June.
I
mean, Corollary is amazing. April is an amazing month for Convergence
can
players.
Can we have a Nate on this podcast that doesn't have to have Minions and Convergence?
No.
We could.
It is a little
weird.
You
got to get Epic Nate.
Yeah, I know could always just trade everything back Nate. Off and go back to Protectorate, but...
Yeah. I thought you played Circle. I have no clue what you play.
Circle has been sitting on the shelf collecting dust for a while, but I'm not going to ever get rid of that.
I guess your life is just of so interest to me that I lost track of what you were playing.
What? Wow. Of so interest? You didn't put of so little interest. You just, like, skipped the adjective there.
Listen, if he's going to be this episode's Jeremy, I'm going to treat him thusly.
Yeah, but you have to actually speak a sentence.
No, he's not worth grammar.
Okay.
Ow. Ow. That's like a step below Jeremy. I don't think I like that.
Speaking of which, I heard you had a good week at work. Hey, did I tell you I got a good raise?
Hey, I thought I got fired.
If anyone hears a loud thumping noise, it's my microphone banging off Katie's head.
What the hell?
Not a euphemism.
Jesus. Hi, my name is Andy, Major Tusk. I play Mercenaries, Trollbloods, and Crix.
If you call that playing, am I right, folks?
Hey, I played.
I just said that randomly. I was going to say that yesterday. To somebody some episode.
This is Brian. I play Scorn. I also have a warning for this podcast. My stomach's been upset for the past 3 hours, so this warning's to the people in this room and to not in this room. If I suddenly vomit all over the room, that's a warning to the people in the room to duck. And also, I feel sorry for the sound effect that happens. If I just suddenly run off in mid-sentence and you hear a weird sound from the background, it's me vomiting somewhere in this house.
So it's a good thing I put new pop filters onto the microphone.
I have to, like, aim up.
The vomiting shouldn't be the
aim
warning.
To the side.
There should be a warning pre-vomit.
You can
Like, oh God, no!
Like a trash can and have it next to you, so when you vomit into something that was like a receptacle.
Well, I got Nathan right here.
If you're gonna spew into this,
I'm just gonna aim up and see what happens. Now my stomach's been kind of queasy all day, and it's either gonna accept what's in my stomach or not accept it in the next like half an hour to 45 minutes.
See, so you're really excited. We're not going to Samba today.
Well, because we didn't go, I decided to have lunch, and my lunch decided to say maybe that wasn't a good idea. It hasn't. The final tally and the final vote has not been done yet. But potentially in the next 45 minutes, we'll find out what happens.
I'm so sad we're not going to Samba.
So am I.
I put product in my beard.
Did you?
Yeah. That's why it's a little less frizzy. It's actually.
I was
like
going to say, it looks. And yeah.
And he parted
it. Looks proper.
And he parted it on the right.
Hey, Raylene really likes what Raylene really likes. I can't say words.
Now who's bad at talking?
This is going to be a great podcast. Two people can't talk. One might just vomit. Andy wandered away.
And one of them's Nate Newby. I'm Nathan, and as we covered, everyone named Nate on this podcast plays Convergence and Minions. Although, opposite direction, I'm playing exclusively full.
And we're up to three people that can't say words.
No, I was one of the two already. You lost track. No,
I thought. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I'm playing exclusively Convergence. Yes. I'm going to take them to Masters at Adepticon, and I'm going to qualify for War Machine Weekend with those fuckers. That's my plan.
Since a corollary is out, your odds have increased by 80%.
Yes.
Are you sure that it's going to be out by Adepticon, you said?
I mean, he'll have to pick
Adepticon's
it up.
April. If it's not out at or before Adepticon, like if it's there, I am painting it. Creepy. That
no,
you know.
But I think it would be hilarious though if it came out. Yeah, it came out the week after Adepticon.
It would be funny because of how many times I would punch every member of the Privateer Press staff.
The last couple years, whether I played Crixus Core, there's always some major or release model that was cool for my faction that came out like the week after Adepticon. Like 2 years in a row, there's always been some mile that I wanted really bad. I was like, oh, now you get it.
Plummer, Charles Foster III, Lyle Hungerford, the people that I feel comfortable enough to say this to, I'm going to beat the shit out of you if the corollary is not out on or before Adepticon. That's my pledge. That's my new Year's revolution, is just to beat Michael Plummer to death.
Revolution.
It's a New Year's revolution, yes. Stand tall, brethren. The anti-Michael Plummer revolution.
Wow.
That's a good one.
No, I love him like a brother, but if the corollary is not out, he has to die.
Wow.
Even though that has nothing to do with his job whatsoever.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Hey, everybody you mentioned has nothing to do with it.
I know. But they're the Privateer Press staff members that I feel comfortable enough
to
kill.
You mean the ones who would talk to you?
Yeah.
Does it feel good having no friends in the company?
Yes.
Okay.
If I kill all the ones that are my friends, then I won't have friends there anymore.
I think if you kill one or two, you're not going to have any friends. You don't have to go through the whole list. Maybe even just one.
There won't be a holdout. Yeah. Like, I've just got Hungerford severed head, and Lyle's like, I still like you.
Yeah. Well, Lyle's a little special. He may go rogue on him, but, you know, the rest of them, they may all bail on you.
Well, you can always do anything you want on your last day as a pressganger slash judge.
That is freeing.
I've seen some last days of judges already. Pretty fantastic.
Just the one, I think.
Yeah, just the one.
And it was a fantastic. It happened months ago.
It was like 3 months ago.
I missed this.
A judge went rogue like 3 months ago.
What?
Yeah.
I completely missed this.
What?
Tell more.
So we've lost a judge, and we've had somebody fail the entry test. So both of the big milestones have been achieved.
The fail the entry test. I mean, I can understand that.
Well, except it was invite only. So, like, in general, if you were invited to take the test, it was kind of assumed that you would pass it because they wouldn't have invited you in the first place, kind of thing.
Well,
you still
kind of
have to volunteer yourself, don't you? You have to say, yeah, I would like to do it. And they were like, no, sure.
Yeah,
or they would say, man, no.
What it was is you'd say, I would like to do it. And they'd go, that's interesting.
Well,
and that was the response if they thought that you would fail it. Whereas if they said, oh, okay, let's have you take the test, it was kind of the, like, we assume you'll pass it.
Well, that's why I never got heard back from them, damn it. No.
So, I mean, but how did he fail it? You know what I mean? Because I think
missed too many questions.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I guess I feel like there's a qualifying factor here that we're probably not taking into consideration.
No, I think it's just because it's 30 questions and you can miss three. So he probably missed four questions, so he failed the test. Like, it's not like a tricky, weird thing. It's just took a test and didn't pass.
Oh.
The guy who was kicked out, it was more tricky, weird.
That's what I'm more interested in is the guy who got kicked out.
I don't think it's I think most people who listen, because everything wants to go, may or may not know. And plus, it was sort of an attack on another person. It's a kind of personality. Well,
we don't have to mention names.
They publicly called a certain person, like, you know, they said that this tournament level, this is a high level person who's sure. played in tournaments, videos on endgamegaming.net and whatnot. And this judge did not say nice things about their play habits, their sportsmanship, et cetera, et cetera. And in fact, not only didn't say nice things, but actively said mean things. Wow. Terms such as douche were thrown around.
Yeah. So he also posted things. Yeah. He also copied and pasted things from the judge form into public. They weren't there. Long. Okay. They got.
Oh, that paper. I did not even see.
Well, see, they were there for five. They were there for 5 glorious minutes.
Oh, were they like the discussion about that topic?
Yeah.
It wasn't like judge rulings. It was like
no. There was a discussion. There's a public argument back and forth between the judge and the player, and then there's also that judge who got kicked out also made comments in the judge forum and then pasted that into the public forum. And he said, you know, I know I'm doing this will get me kicked out, but I want you to see. This and then they're like, yep, you got kicked out. And then music admin's like, well, you can't share that. And they deleted it as soon as it was only live for a few moments, but I was reading that thread like, I had my popcorn out. I was sitting back in the chair working, this is the greatest thread in the world.
It was a train wreck. That was just somebody going psycho.
Yeah, and that happens.
Well, I'm sorry, I missed it. Nobody informed me.
But people need to archive this.
Apart from the posting from the judge forum, I'm sure the thread's still there. Or do you think they deleted?
It was heavily edited because it got pretty bad. I mean, he just said a lot of bad. And the thing is, whether he was right or wrong was irrelevant. Is you can't have that position, and you can't, you know, you can't do certain things in certain positions.
Yeah, it's like a press ganger. You can't bash other players. You're technically a representative of that company of Privateer at that point, and that's not good for their image.
Right.
So yeah, that was exciting. So
yeah, it might be all gone. I know that Brian, your signature on the Muse forums is a wonderful quote, but every time I clink it, it leads nowhere. It leads nowhere because apparently that whatever thread it was must have been deleted.
Oh yeah, I think it was to the original OP.
If you ever meet me at you should introduce me at a con so I can personally tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
What was that in regards to? I keep clicking it, hoping that the thread will be back so I can read what this person did.
I put that in there like 8 months ago. It was one of the Texans talking to someone else. I think it was Chili who said it to. Chili's usually pretty calm on the forums, but Chili had just said it to someone else. The other guy just called. Basically, it was almost like someone else calling someone else. It was almost the same situation, but different. It was just a forum guy calling another forum guy out. But he called out someone who was friendly or nice, and he
gotcha.
Just made a completely ridiculous statement.
I just wasn't sure if it was like general douchey behavior or something.
Yeah, no, someone was just being rude to someone who didn't deserve it. It was like someone being mean to Ben Lang. You know, you don't.
Fuck that guy.
I hate Ben Lang. The biggest ass I've ever met in my life.
I'm Ben Lang. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'm going to bring you a present and then not show up to your party and bring you your present or whatever.
Yeah.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Ben even listen to the podcast? Did he realize how much you love presents?
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
We even had things for him because he didn't cancel the day ever. He canceled like the day of, didn't he? So we were all ready for him. And
we were all ready for him. I had bought extra stuff for him. I was like, yeah, Ben's coming. And
Ben Lang is the reason I don't like to play in Who's the Boss tournaments anymore. Because he's usually there, and it just brings him down.
And he cheats like a mother.
Oh, that cheating son of a bitch.
He's a pretty low-quality individual in general.
I'm universally hated, I think. Yeah. Just raw contempt.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. Right, newbie?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Good job.
You're supposed to giggle incessantly as well.
Well, there we go. That's the magic of the podcast.
Did anybody actually have an agenda? Or?
Yeah, he wrote one down.
Yeah, well, you guys.
I thought 3 Ks there for a second.
What? No, that's Katie's corner. That is 2 Ks.
I know. I thought maybe in my head I saw 3.
Oh, just so you guys don't get excited, Katie's corner has nothing to do with War Machine. So.
Oh, son of a! All right, podcast over.
Well, it kind of tangentially does because it's financial and it's an expensive hobby. So people could use your discussion possibly. To further their War Machine.
To get a mortgage on your War Machine.
Her topic is... never mind. I'll guess what it is later.
Financial advice?
That's fine. Financial advice helps because the more money you save, the more models you can buy.
Okay. It's more of a rant, and I'm sure Brian's already heard my rant.
Rants are good.
Because Brian always hears my rant.
Is it a rant against the Scornisode?
No.
All right, that's my internal rant that goes on every day.
When you said you played Scorn, I was going to say that can't be true, otherwise you would have been on the Scornisode. Damn it, I forgot to. Hold on, introduce yourself again.
It's Brian, I play Scorn.
That can't be true, you would have been on the Scornisode.
No!
It's funny.
Hey, did you win Hardcores with Scorn too?
No.
What?
Oh, wait, maybe.
Yeah, well, I won Hardcore, yeah. What?
No, you didn't.
No, I haven't done anything with Scorn.
Yeah. You suck at Scorn.
Maybe
you're too good with Scorn, so they didn't want you.
Yeah, that could be it.
You would have brought up the level of discussion.
It would have went in some direction, I'm sure.
Moving on.
Oh, wait, no, Nate has to say that so he can be Jeremy.
Moving on.
Yeah. Make sure you say that randomly in the middle of interesting sentences, too.
Yeah.
Like, right when things are starting to get really good, just go, moving on, I'm done with this. That's the Jeremy way of podcasting.
Okay, chuckling and moving on. Gotcha.
Good.
It's a very complex role.
I'm really disappointed you can't balance the mic on your belly.
Oh, Andy's going to be so angry. That's fine.
God damn it.
There we go.
Right there. I'll slouch.
You gotta get bigger.
I apologize for the slouch. Sound quality.
Oh, God, this hurts. I'm not keeping my stomach out like that. No, screw that. Okay.
when you're talking in Jeremy, you could introduce a little of Downs in there, too.
That's offensive towards people with Down syndrome.
It is.
I know.
That's just mean, saying that they're Jeremy-esque.
It sounds like Jeremy right now. Here we go.
The big thing that doesn't come across over the radio. Wow, I'm really good with sentences today.
Yeah,
that was like
are.
30 random noises that just
if
came out of my face.
If you're listening right now, you should just stop.
That weird head tilt and like squint face that Jeremy does when you're mean to him and you just go... And then he moves on with the conversation. That's my favorite part of trolling Jeremy, is when he does that.
Because he knows he has no answer at that moment.
That's his, no, it's fair, but I'm angry about it anyway, face. Katie knows the face. That's why she's giggling to the point where she can't breathe.
She sees the face once a month.
Can we get a new t-shirt? I want a new t-shirt. This has to be done. We have to have a picture of Jeremy making that face with a bus rolling over him.
Yeah.
All right, I have an assignment for Pip.
Yeah.
Or any listener who's crazy. Mostly most of them. Every time we every episode we have it, that would be a great t-shirt idea, and then we forget it. I know someone's asked me multiple times, hey, do you guys make that one t-shirt for the one episode? I'm like, I have no idea, because we say it every week when we say something we think is clever, but we forget about it because we have no memory. And we don't listen to our own podcast. We have no idea what we actually say.
I listened to the gift episode one until we stopped opening gifts, and then I turned it off.
is that a reminder episode? You're going to listen to it in like January and then February.
It's so good.
There is one that I want to make at least one for myself, but I need to get an artist to draw a custom picture for it, because I want passed out flat on his stomach with like weapon akimbo and jug to the side. I want just a completely drunk, passed out Gudrun, so I can make the Make Me Your Gudrun t-shirt. Because I want to wear that. Because I fucking hate that guy. Even though I still field him in so many lists. But every time I field him, I just spit at him and curse.
I'll work on that. I'm actually kind of okay with a pencil.
Alright. We'll see. I'll get you a source image. I'll get you like a photograph of a drunken frat girl in exactly the position I want. I have lots of those saved on my computer.
You had to say it.
Why
am
I?
You know,
not
surprised. We were all at that for that joke.
Everyone just light bulbs above everybody's head. So there's a specific position I want that drunken frat girl in. So when I find that picture, you can just sketch a Gudrun over it.
Gotcha.
I drew a picture of a kitty and I put it on Jeremy's computer and it says, I stole your bed while you were gone.
An actual cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's fine. Love, Fuma.
Because that's their cat's name.
Anyone in the neighborhood
knows, because Katie shrieks it nightly. Like the baying of the wolves.
That's how she comes home. That's how she knows it's time to come in for the night.
I know. I just imagine your neighbors like, oh, the shrieking has begun. It must be 10:30.
Jesus. It's good to have, like, you know, I think if you're lying, a good time sense.
Did we have announcements?
Announcements! There is an event that's going to be occurring in Madison, Wisconsin in February.
Oh, there is?
We don't know what weekend, though.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully we'll know soon. But we will be having an event in February. I'll be talking to Rick Moore this week. Hopefully he'll be talking to one of the stores, and he'll be running something. Probably a 50-point tournament sometime in February. And then in March, we might have an escalation event. But again, no dates because we don't roll that way right now.
If we do an escalation event, I can run it because I'm allowed to.
Yeah. On the 18th of this month, the podcast crew is going to Lewis's house. That's an announcement. You're not invited. But he'd be upset if people
showed up. Unless you're Lewis.
Unless you're Lewis. Lewis can come. But, you know, that's what we're doing.
But only Lewis. Nathan, you can
The 25th of the September. Of September.
Is it the 18th or the 19th?
No, the 18th.
It's the Saturday.
The 25th of January. There's a event in Chicago. 50 point.
I'll be in Chicago that weekend for a baby shower.
Oh. Going back to that event for next month that you have to talk to Rick about.
Yep.
Is he running it?
Rick will be running it.
Will he actually show up?
Well, we hope so.
We have spare press gangers if he doesn't.
Okay, yeah. I'm just saying he doesn't have the best track record with showing up for his own events.
He missed one, but you know, it's hilarious.
That was hilarious when I got
it was only High Command, so it doesn't really count as an event.
Hey, some of us enjoy High Command.
I enjoy High Command when I'm playing Kador or Circle.
Circle is amazing.
Kador is amazing. Yeah, well, Juggernauts are OP, which is something you should never say in the world of Privateer Press games.
Juggernaut, bitch.
I like Chuggies.
But OP? Like, you field them because you like them.
Oh, you mean in War Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, they're freaking ridiculously good in High Command.
No. Talking about High Command?
Yeah.
No, I like Juggies.
Yeah.
I like Juggies.
I was going to say, are we talking about the Man Show dancers now? I've lost track.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Katie has this look on her face of confusion and anger. And she's touching
She's abandoning the conversation since it turned to boobs.
There's also an event in Michigan on the 25th.
Correct.
That Chuck is running.
Yeah, yes.
That I was kind of hoping we'd go to, but I was glad that it turned out nobody else could go because I didn't want to go.
Well,
like I want to go if they were a half-hour drive away.
I will say this. This summer, I have 100% intention between April and September of going to an event in Detroit. I just don't want to even plan an event saying, I'll go to that January-February event in Detroit and have to deal with six. Even it's 7 hours, so it's going to be a long drive. And I just want the weather to be not winter weather.
Yeah,
even the possibility. I don't want to, because I have to take Friday off of work. I don't want to have to go through that. I don't say, oh, just no last minute. No, I'm just annoyed.
Driving through Chicago is going to be horrendous. Yeah.
You're not going to take the ferry?
No.
Oh.
No.
The ferry across the lake?
Yeah, the ferry across
the
lake.
It's so expensive. Man. It takes way cheaper forever. To drive across.
It takes forever, too.
You can't drive across when you drive around.
I mean, drive around. Yeah, but the ferry is really expensive. Because I looked into that one time because my grandma lived in Ann Arbor, and so does my uncle, and It's too expensive.
She'd have to cut the maids.
That's not allowed. Who's going to clean my house?
Not me. Not Jeremy.
That's for everyone's benefit, though.
His idea of cleaning is putting the dishes next to the sink, not in the dishwasher.
That's not how you clean dishes. That's what I always do. I just put them next to the sink, and they're magically clean the next day.
Yeah. That's what Raylene does, too. I'm the dishwasher in our house. And I guess I told her I was going to start just throwing dishes away if they weren't put in the dishwasher. But then we would just run out of dishes. Like, she wouldn't have learned her lesson. We just would have run out of dishes.
I'm the cook, so.
So you should clean the dishes. Here's the thing.
The kitchen's your domain in that case, so you should be responsible for it.
No, we split the duty.
Duty.
Said it just for you because I knew you'd get a kick out of it.
But I guess I'm happy with that because my mom has to go around our house and pick up all the dishes because my dad just like leaves them willy nilly around the house. So by the sink is good enough. Like, so I'll take it.
Everyone loves a scavenger hunt, though.
No, they don't. That's not true.
Yeah. That's
a bowl of half-eaten cereal in the closet? Oh, God.
Once a week, I have to gather, like, the 8 water glasses from every surface around the house.
I had 4 water glasses. My dishwasher keeps breaking them, so now I have 2. So eventually, I'm just going to start buying more. But I'm stubborn. I'll wait till I have 0 before I buy more glasses.
Okay.
This is more a matter of somebody, you know, will pour themselves a glass of water, take it up to the bedroom, leave it on the nightstand. That same person will then leave it, and then the following morning pour themselves a glass of water, go downstairs to play Diablo, and leave it sitting on the table. And so they just end up everywhere. And then eventually we get down to, like, 2 glasses, and I have to just find all the other ones.
Yeah, scavenger hunt. Yeah. Fun.
But
it's even better when they're filled with milk.
To be fair, she does everything else. Oh, that happened to me once when I was a kid. I forgot about a glass of milk on the bedstand for like we went on vacation or something, and we came back, and it had congealed on the top, so it didn't smell anymore. It just had a solid layer. And then, like, I was sleeping, and it tipped and fell, and the layer did not maintain cohesion. And so there was rancid cottage cheese milk water all over me in my sleep, and that scent woke me up. It was atrocious. I do not take glasses of milk to bed anymore.
Oh, yeah. Remember my upset stomach?
I was going to say, how are you doing now?
It's a good thing I got the bucket for Brian. Yeah.
No, I didn't even Nathan for that one.
Is it Jason's bucket?
No.
It's Jason's bucket. It is, let me touch it.
He who shall not be named bucket.
Ah. Anywho.
The Voldemort.
Speaking of tournaments. I hear there was a tournament yesterday in Milwaukee.
I had no idea.
There was a 22-person tournament. There was actually a tournament in Milwaukee, a tournament in
Chicago,
and a tournament in St. Louis.
But only one of those had podcast
members. I posted the one that me and Andy went to, and also three other Madison players went to the 22-person. But then, like, people over in Chicago say, I'm an event today, and people in St. Louis, I'm an event in St. Louis. So, like, it was like my Facebook thread was evidently where people were going to post all their updates of the day. Because, like, 40 posts later, people like, I could tell who won every event because my Facebook post was somehow the catalyst for all the event.
I only got one event from the tournament, or one update from the tournament, which was a text message from Sam saying, how would you play Convergence against Sorsha 2? So my guess is he lost a game against Sorsha 2.
He may not have went too well.
So we can go over that.
Yeah.
I think it went 5 rounds.
It didn't. Well, it could have, but it did not. Which was...
Spoiler, Pair Down lost.
Yes. Which was actually better, because we would have been up to 11 otherwise.
Yeah.
So Death Clock, 22 people. There was actually a 23rd, but he kind of volunteered to be the bye. So we only 24 signed up. So we really only missed one person. So that's pretty cool. I was playing Scorn. I was playing Xerxes. I finally got my Xerxes Theme Force out in a tournament. Xerxes, Titan Gladiator, Tiberian, 4 units of Accurai, 2 units of Cendiare, 10 Commander, and Pain Givers. And then I had Mordekaiser with a Mammoth.
Which, spoiler, that's not the matchup Aurora wants. Yeah. I learned that on a random Wednesday.
Yeah, I haven't talked about the list. I said I was playing it, but I really wanted to get a good amount of games with my Xerxes list before I really talked about it in the podcast. I didn't want to say, I had an idea. I played this game, listed the game once, and here are my strategies for my, like, 3 games. So I've gotten, you know, a good amount of games in now and some better competitive games with my Xerxes theme.
And now you play the Arcuari I write with Reach.
Yes. Yeah, I was amazed when I realized it. For some reason, they're like, those spears don't look that long.
No, you have Reach. What? No, I don't. They don't have Reach. That little icon on the card says Reach.
2 inches of Reach on my second game of playing it. I was like, wow, my list just got so much better.
Right.
Magically just improved.
Unless you wanted to shoot with them, then it's worse.
Yeah, then it's worse. Which they do actually shoot quite a bit. People are like, what's happening? Your army's dying to my guns. But you're playing big, you know, weird Scorn. So my Mordekaiser list was just Mammoth, Annihilators, Incendiary. Both lists had Incendiary because I love those things. And there's a bunch of support.
Units that throw out AoEs are good.
Yeah, I had my Mammoth, and between my Mammoth and Incendiary, AoEs were going everywhere in that list. And Andy was playing your Mercs.
Yeah, I was playing the Mercs.
There were 6 Merc players.
Yeah.
Who else came from Madison? Man. Jordan, I know, was going to
Jordan, go. Dan, Josh.
And then you two.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I should have had Jordan bring Bo over because Malcolm was bored out of his gourd yesterday. I cannot talk. Anywho, moving on.
Nobody can. It's that heroin we all did.
I think it's the disappointment from No Samba.
Yes.
Fucking A.
It is slightly disappointing.
Slightly?
I found out yesterday. You actually came here not eating all prepared for it, and you found out like we weren't going out for that.
Yeah, I literally found out just now.
Which did we say it's like a Brazilian sick house? People who weren't sure.
Yeah, we might not have recently. But did a year ago.
Oh, we did. We went to. We talked about it for half an hour. People, most of our polls were like,
"Why are you talking about food?
Stop talking about food that much." That's the only time our listeners were ever in agreement where we talked about what food too much. They're like, stop it.
I had a plan. I had prepared. I drank a lot today so that my stomach would not shrivel from hunger. I'm like, don't eat food, but drink a lot of fluids. That way your stomach will stay big, but then you can pee it out and have lots of room for all the pineapple and meat. I was ready for this.
I was ready too, but I was ready for, you know, my husband to come home on Friday night.
Right.
So, like, all my plans for the weekend just of a sudden were not there. I was very bored this weekend. It's my
And you point. Didn't see a movie?
No, I didn't see a movie.
Brian, did you see a movie?
I did not.
I wanted to talk about my tournament.
Okay. You were the one who didn't want
to
talk about
it. I don't
want
to talk about it, but Brian panned it over to me to talk about what armies I took.
I said where was it? Any place. And suddenly Nathan and Katie went in a two-person show.
Mode. Sorry. Go. What did you play, Andy? My apologies. I'll shut up.
No, you're not.
He already said he played mercs.
I played my mercenaries, but I wanted to kind of go over the lists I played.
Right. Go on. What did you play, Andy?
I don't need you to interview me.
I don't need,
I'm tossing
but it's nice.
It over to you.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Here we go. Andy's going to talk about his lists. Ta-da.
He's
going to
kick
oh,
you.
Oh, my God. Just my fucking knife. No, so I played mercenaries. I brought two lists. I brought Durgan and Ashland Theme Force, which I didn't play at all. The Ashland Theme Force, nah. But I played Durgan. I ended up going 2-2 for the day. Durgan with a Earthbreaker and a bunch of solos. Worked out okay, but yeah. I won't talk about my second game against Brian, which Brian killed all of my goddamn support players.
So, my day.
on the top of turn two, you murdered... Bottom of turn two, you murdered all my solos.
Turn two, I fired... I either killed with my Incendiary AEs... AoEs, or the fire rolls the following turn, Epic Iris, Thor, Reinhold, Ion and Holt, all died in one turn to the Incendiary unit.
So Andy was happy.
Yeah, and also I killed like, and half the Forge Guard run fire.
Yeah, so.
The look at his face was not well, and I was like, wow. And the thing was, they weren't like just, a lot of them was like 6-1 or 6-3. I mean, it was like all of Andy's luck he's had in a year just reversed on him in one turn.
Andy yeah. drifts.
Andy yeah. drifts all over.
Andy drifts against Andy, not make Andy happy.
And you know, Durgan loves it when all his support dies before he can pop his feet. That's what Durgan wants.
Oh, my God. And then Brian just decided he was just going to sit on four Fury the entire goddamn time with the shield guard right there.
You didn't kill Dougal, though, with the Incendiary.
I did not.
No.
Mostly because it's impossible.
Yeah, it is impossible. In fact, Brian asked about that, too. He's like, can he be affected by it?
Well,
I
wasn't sure if the fire would affect him or not.
No. He's not hit.
Yeah, no, he's not hit.
If there was something that said models in the AoE, blah, 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 but they all say are hit, and yeah so...
Yeah. Well, they don't need to have that qualification for models in the AoE normally.
Right, exactly. But if it's something like a debuff cloud he's affected by, you know, like a -2 strength, like the druid cloud kind of thing.
Correct.
Because that's not hitting him.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a couple people ask me, I know we did a different battle report that's going to go up next week, but I do want to play that Xerxes theme in one of our video battle reports coming up, because I've had a couple of people asking me, though, they want to kind of see that list in action.
Somebody requested Cintherian, so I don't know if we want to play those against each other, or if that's two different battle reports we should record, but...
Yeah, it's sometimes you don't... Yeah, if you combine the two things, like you get too weird about it. No one wants to see like a lot. No, you don't want to relive the Aurora Tier 4 versus the Xerxes brick. It's just not a useful matchup.
I don't want to face that list.
Well, not yeah, I'm
saying I need to face it. I think I might have been better this time if going at it the second time around if I would actually pop my feet early and go after your army. But yeah, losing all that support.
Cintherian list might have a shot against it. I think Hotshot on the Primaxium, the little needle gun,
Excella Spiker.
The Excella Spikers with Hotshot are surprisingly good.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I forgot. I got to give a nice shout out to Sam that he should remember Hotshot. When he's shooting at my troops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's helpful.
With the Prime Axiom. Hotshot works out pretty well. And, yeah.
So if you remember it.
So yeah. They're doing pairings for turn one, and they shout Jordan over here. They go Jordan versus Brian. Of course, there's two Jordans, two Bryans. And they go Jordan. And I forgot Brian Culp was there. So they go Jordan. They figure it was Jordan Knock and versus me. So I'm getting myself to go over there. And then I realize it's Brian Culp. And then right behind, they go Travis versus Brian. And I just couldn't stop laughing. And Travis was just like, he looked all sad. Well, he was playing his Convergence, and he didn't really... He played it... I've played this list a few times now. It's Axis with a unit of the Shield Guard, infantry, light infantry, a unit of the Spray infantry, and some random jacks that shoot things that I don't care about. And he just didn't have enough tools to deal. Because, I mean, my Xerxes brick, you know, when you have, like, 30-some in medium infantry models, and he just couldn't...
Was it the double buckler medium base or the Reach medium base?
Oh, he had only one... His medium unit was one that had armor piercing. shots.
Oh, gotcha.
Perforators.
The perforator. Yeah. So yeah. The ones without shields.
So like he yeah. So basically, when we tried to fight each other, he popped his feet, but he missed Xerxes by like a half an inch. And then he moved up where he thought he was safe, and I was able to clear a path. And you know, I was able to get my models on top of his cast and just crushing them. But as Xerxes listened, I was really happy to get him in. And in turn two, I mean, as soon as I killed all of any support in the top of two, the game just fell apart. I mean, he had no ability to do anything. Then I just camped on four fury, and I'm like, well, okay, I killed the support. I'm going to play it slow now because I didn't want to.
Yeah,
I could have I could have went for his caster and probably killed him. But I'm like, well, why should
and
I even
maybe lost?
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm just going to have to, you know. And then eventually, he conceded because there's no point. At some point, there was no point.
Yeah,
I mean, I had lost only a few miles. He had lost so many.
Yeah, I was basically going to be down to just Durgan, random solos.
Yeah, like a Tiberian and like 20 Acuri 5 inches from him. So yeah.
And your list has a surprisingly high amount of Pathfinder.
Yes, between Xerxes doing Pathfinder
isn't as good as you would think.
No.
Yep.
No.
I'm able to give multiple units Pathfinder and my Beast Pathfinder, so it's all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, I took a nice good, I think, like 20-minute, 30-minute turn after he killed all my solos and just staring at the table. And like, I'm going to either death clock myself or I'm going to just give up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I figure he's going to find some angle in there or, you know.
Even with all my shots I went in, everything just drifted poorly. So I couldn't even, I don't think he even used a single fury to transfer damage. Yeah, I don't think he even used his shield guard either.
No,
how poor my attempt was with all of Durgan's shots, all of my Earthbreaker shots.
So funny thing, so round one, there's 6 Merc players, and like 5 of them won via Earthbreaker assassinations. And I'm like, where the fuck is my war room? I need to know what a fucking Earthbreaker does.
Right.
Because I'm like, someone said torpedoes and everyone was dying. So I like, I knew what list I had to play against Andy when I got there. But like, if I would have got Andy in round one, it may have been a whole different situation because I would not have been prepared for the Earthbreaker. But when the Earthbreaker killed like 5 casters in round one, I knew I had to figure out something.
It's a pretty good colossal.
Yes,
the knockdown is really nice. I mean, if you can avoid the knockdown, it's not that bad then. Because it only ignores the cover and elevation on the torpedoes
right.
Just on those 2 shots. And if you have a caster that's immune to knockdown or something that can make him so he's steady, then it's not that bad.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's a solid jack. I mean, especially with Redline with Durgan. I mean, that thing is 19 inches up the field, turn 2, which is pretty scary if you're going first, that is.
Right.
Even further if you're not
right.
If you're going second,
yeah. No, I definitely respect the fuck that jack is. If I see that as a list option, I need to make sure. I mean, you have to play differently against it. It's just a monstrous, colossal.
Sure. Yeah, armor 20.
But it's good, but it doesn't like anger me like some things do. It doesn't have the same effect as like a E. Haley with double storm. You know, it doesn't have the right. same. Yeah. It's just a good model. It does, you know.
It's like somebody bringing Beast 09 in their Kator list. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's a really jack. That's a jack I have to deal with. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not crazy overpowered. Plus, you're bringing dwarves in the mix too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, okay, darn.
Well, I mean, you don't have to bring dwarves. I mean, you're bringing the dwarf caster, and all 3 dwarf casters are amazing.
I would say they're amazing, but I wouldn't say that they're like E. Haley amazing. You know, they're not. Super top tier. They're pretty. Some of them are pretty close, but
yeah. I guess within the faction of Mercs, I think that Durgan and Gorton are 2 of the top 5 Merc casters in my mind.
Yeah. What are you guys giggling up?
Well, Katie was crushing all the candy, and now something's happening.
No, it's fine. It's good.
Oh, you guys can go back to your little.
It's not my fault you're not saying anything. Jump in here.
I told him that he could talk. That is what I whispered to him.
The only thing I was going to jump in with was moving on.
Moving on, your third game.
Round 3, I faced a Signar player. He had P. Haley and Darius. In my Mordekaiser list, I felt could handle the P. Haley list, and then my Xerxes list could handle the Darius list. But I'm like, well, I don't know what he's going to pick. I don't know what the style. I'm not sure what he's in the mood for. And he was too afraid of my Incendiary with his P. Haley list, so he went with his Darius list. And I said, screw it, Xerxes. I kind of wanted to see, well, if he drafts P. Haley, I want to see if I can just walk 5 inches shooting AoEs and my guns, if I can endure that shenanigans.
Right. Which you might be able to.
I think it would have been a rough game, but I think my list could have handled it. It's very durable. Because, I mean, you have so many things to shoot. They're all 8 wounds. And plus, there's just a Tiberian going down that field, consistently. Yeah. that you have to at some point factor that thing in.
Right.
But he did Darius, and it was a scenario where he had like the zones on the kind of sides of the board. So I kind of I spread my army out in such a way that I was threatening the middle zone, but I really all I wanted to do was shove my caster down the middle and get to his caster. But because I positioned well, he kind of put his centurions. He had two centurions, which he put kind of to the side, so I kind of removed them as a threat from the game, and then I was able to just kind of get through the rest of his army too fast. And by the time he realized he was too spread out, I had already enveloped him with my armada of units. My first three games, the incendiary set so many miles on fire. It was so every time there was a unit, half the units were always on fire. Things were just burning to death everywhere. Those incendiary units are the bee's knees.
That would be what I would play in Scorn. Yeah. As soon as I saw AoE auto fire, I'm like, yes, I must do this.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous. And then even if you kill them, you go up and you look like, I have to kill these guys as fast as possible because they're destroying me. So you charge your stuff into them, and then behind them I have 20 Acuri and Tiberian just kind of like hanging out going. Because, I mean, incendiary, they're my first wave. They're going to die. Because when I pop Zeus's feet, it's extra damage, which I care more about my second wave anyway. So my whole first wave is just laying waste to the whole field, and then it dies, and I'm like, okay, now I just completely countercharge my opponent's army to death.
Yeah, and when your first wave is like 40 hit points that you don't care about, that says more than that, because you have two units of them?
I have two units of incendiary, so it's eight dudes.
Yeah, so 64 hit points of expendable models is a lot of stuff to chew through.
Yeah. That's just burning you to death as you're charging it. Yeah. I had a lot of times where I had armies, because enough models would be multi-wound on the opponent's side, so I would have like all these models charging at me that were in flames. It was just an amusing image in my head of all these models like trying to survive.
Were they pigs? Because if they were, your elephants would have fled. That's a history lesson, Nate.
Okay.
That's what the Romans did against Hannibal. They let pigs on fire and then just shoot them towards the elephants. It spooked the elephants. It's in Rome, Total War.
Have not played.
Okay.
Well, just go aside, find a pig, find an elephant.
Is that true?
100% true. They would light pigs on fire so that they would run screaming towards the elephants and freak the elephants the fuck out, because, you know, flaming pigs freak things the fuck out.
Well, I think the screaming and running right at you, too.
It probably would have worked with any animal, but pigs were handy. And
well, maybe they tried
really
other,
well.
But the history books didn't.
And the noise is good, too.
Yeah.
Like, pigs, you know.
Well, to be fair, though, if you set a pig on fire and you chase him, if the elephant likes bacon, he'll be like, oh, this is great. I smell bacon. Bacon's coming right at me.
Well, then it works as bribery. Yeah. You're like, oh, these guys got flaming pigs. I'm going to fight for them.
I don't know if that's how it works.
You can bribe an elephant.
Herbivores.
Are they?
They are.
Maybe they're just pretending.
Hey,
I don't think so.
They're big enough that I feel like
they don't have to pretend about anything.
Years ago, they used to be, you know, different. They changed.
Did they?
Just like cows. Cows used to be meat eaters, too.
Sure. You say so. I miss aurochs. It's a shame they're extinct.
What are aurochs?
They're like a cow, but giant and angry.
But why would you want something that's angry to exist?
Yeah, I just think we need more violent, scary animals wandering about to put the fear of God into humans.
Hey, it would make rodeos a lot more interesting.
I think that we have a perfect amount of scary animals.
Go to Australia.
They all live in the ocean.
Yeah, that is true. Like, we've kept them off the land now.
Until someday they walk out, like, surprise!
Yeah.
Like the Red Riding Hood era of, you know, you leave the village and go out in the woods, there's an 80% chance something will eat you. We don't have that anymore.
I know, and that's a good thing.
We like going outside. Nah, I'm going to have to go against you on that one. There's too many stupid people.
Okay, well, there are plenty of normal, natural diseases that, if we just didn't treat them, would also kill them off, sending them to horrific death by mauling.
Speaking of that, did you see one of the articles in Time about Jenny McCarthy?
No.
That her kid might not actually have autism.
It just does not.
Yeah, no, it does not have. It has some other sort of neurological disorder.
Yep, yeah, not autism.
She's the don't vaccinate your kids.
Yes.
Because I vaccinated my kid and he is autistic now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that polio not existing is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's stuff like that is on the rise because of people like her, you know, using her celebrity status.
How many kids have died because of her? Because of her.
Yeah.
There's a non-zero number of children who are dead because of that stupid whore. Number one, no vaccines don't cause autism, you fucking idiots. Number two, even if they did, it's worth it. If one out of 1,000 kids who gets vaccinated is autistic, good. Do it. It still gets rid of polio and shit like that.
Well, it'd be even less than 1 out of 1,000 is kind of actually a lot.
Even if it was.
But it's kind of a lot. Like, but it would be like 1 in a million kids gets autism. Like, that's a number that you're like, Okay.
One in a thousand would cause a panic.
Maybe.
One in a thousand would be a lot.
Causes a panic.
Okay.
Like, I would not be excited.
But it's currently zero in a thousand, so it's irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're correct.
But yes, you're right. I misspoke. But yeah, if it's one in a million, if it was known for a fact that one in a million kids would be autistic, they're vaccinated, okay.
But
worth
also,
it.
That's not how, like, I mean, you already said it. It's not how autism works.
Yeah, you get it when God's mad at you.
Yeah.
What?
I'm pretty sure they're going to find out it's genetic.
You know why there's a rise in the number of people, quote unquote, with autism? Is because it's the same number of people there always have been. We've just start calling it autism again. Like, it's not more autism. It's more people being diagnosed. The same number of people had it. They just called it being a fucking crazy homeless person before.
Well, kind of like ADHD.
Yeah.
Where it used to be, my kid is just hyperactive. I'm going to send him outside to run a couple laps around the house.
Okay, so I was listening to the radio the other day on ADHD, and the woman was like, I refuse to put my kid on Ritalin because he shouldn't be on Ritalin. Like, you can't put a 5-year-old kid on drugs. And she said, so instead they let him go play basketball for an hour every day at school, and that seems to be just fine. Like, he seems to be responding that just as well as he would Ritalin. I would even argue that ADHD isn't as big of a problem. It's just that we cut things like recess and letting people run around and have fun. Like,
plus, they're kids.
Social commentary. Yeah.
They're kids. They're
supposed to run around.
They don't have an attention span. They're like walking around the room. They're like, oh, shiny. And that's
squirrel.
It's not even just kids. Like, if you're a college age student and you go and you listen to somebody talk for an hour, like, that's a fucking long time to hear somebody talk. That's why most
Ixnay on listening to people octay for a while.
I mean,
just take your Ritalin, listeners.
but I mean, like, something that you have to sit and listen to and learn and pay attention. Like, it's not just something you're doing for enjoyment. And, like, that's why so many people fall asleep during classes. It's because it's boring. Like,
and because they stay out super late during the night, getting drunk.
And they're drunk.
No, I honestly don't think it has as much to do with that as it's just boring to sit there for 45 minutes straight listening to one person talk.
Especially if they're ugly and they have their clothes on.
Okay, especially if it's let's be honest here.
If you're taking lectures and you have, like, a hot teacher and she's slowly undressing as the lecture is going on, you're going to pay attention, right?
Not to the fucking lecture, I wouldn't.
Lecture.
Are you kidding me? I don't even know what class I'm in.
I'd be a high alert, but I wouldn't know what's happening around me.
Like, we'd be taking the finals, they'd be like, you know, what did Robespierre do in the tits, vagina? That would be my finals answer. I would just draw a picture of her boobs.
Would you even show up for finals? Because you're not going to be looking at her. You'd just be looking at a sheet of paper. Like, what's this paper for?
I don't know.
I would have been Pavlovian. I would be so used to going to her class. I would show up and it's like, she's just got a burqa on.
Maybe
she's like,
it's
finals
an oral
time.
Exam.
like oral sex.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh. That's what I was going with.
So how was your
that was Brian's third game?
my third game, Sam doesn't want me to talk about.
We didn't even hear Andy's first game.
I don't remember my first game.
We only heard his second game. I thought we were going through you, and then we were going through Andy.
No, we were kind of jumping back and forth, but you guys always end up going into a different subject before I can talk, so.
Would it help if I was stripping naked? You'd pay
God,
attention.
No.
No.
Hey,
God,
I'd like
no.
to point out, I was just sitting here quietly, and then Nathan interrupted you.
No, he was talking about Jenny McCarthy or something. I forget where we all started.
Yeah, we went on to a nice tangent.
Someone
flowchart
this podcast episode for us.
Moving on.
I want a flowchart of this episode. That'd be great. Like some sort of crazy.
Anyway, quickly, my third game involved me against Sam, or against Travis. He had his convergence. I brought up my Durgan list again. And I was kind of scared of one of his... found an easy way to deal with a shield guard model is to shoot it directly. And then...
Yes.
Because he had everything surrounding the shield guard model.
Jeez, Travis. Travis.
But the sad part is, though, is I shot it like 4 times with the Earthbreaker, and I still didn't kill the goddamn thing. It took like 5 shots to kill it.
That's
all
how
dice
I've killed,
minus 4.
With Durgan, I've killed Epic Scar on her feet turn because they've done stuff like that.
So every mile around the shield guard model is dead because you shot it 8 times, and it's still standing there going, I didn't do my job very well.
Yeah.
I got this, guys. And they're all smoldering corpses.
And then Travis got... he got a lucky shot off on me and killed off Dougal right before I was about to feed and kill him. Turns out I was a half an inch short of my shot for Durgan into Cyntherion, who was behind a wall. Then it drifted over him 6 inches, and all of them missed.
Sure.
The reload shot actually drifted back onto him just barely and clipped him, killed him. straight to the point. Jeez. That was the last shot I could possibly do against him, too.
You must have put a lot of stuff onto him for him to be killable by a blast.
Yeah, it was a lot of things.
Did Sam go 0-4?
Nope. Sam won one of his games. He fought a 8-year-old child, and he did win that game. He might have been 10. I'm not sure. I'm always hard to tell at that height, but he was between 8 and 10 years old.
He gets on a 10-year-old?
And Travis did win that game, I think.
That's mean.
That's worse than going 0-4. Yeah. Like, Travis, but he needed that, you know? Yeah. They're in the 0-3 bracket. He's like, I'm going to fuck this kid up.
At
least he didn't use your term.
He has a kid of his own, right? I hope somebody just dashes his kid's dreams and hopes and just takes all the fun out of the game for him.
Travis already did that by being the kid's dad.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Wow.
I love you, Travis.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying a judge was fired for saying not nice things about somebody else.
Jesus.
Wow. I'm going to get a message in like 2 days from Travis on that one.
Oh,
Nathan's no longer my favorite. In fact, I've murdered him.
I thought I was his favorite.
PG. Oh. He jumps on who his favorite PG is.
Currently, it's not Nathan.
Well, it might be right now, but yeah. Once this airs, yeah. As of recording, I might be. As of listening, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you've been demoted to some level.
Jesus.
That was pretty amazing.
Hey, you know what we forgot to do? Zappity Grumble.
No, we did. I sent a thing out. I said Zappity Grumble now.
That would explain why.
Your fourth round. That's why my thing was vibrating. Being phone.
Yeah.
Your fourth round.
My fourth round. So I'm actually the pair down. So spoiler how that game ends. I actually get paired up against Dan. From Madison. He's playing Terminus, and I'm playing. I threw down my Mordekaiser list. It was Mordekaiser versus Terminus. I built my.
Who were the other two undefeated?
Both Jordan. So it was me. It was me and both Jordans undefeated. But Jordan, one of the Jordans had our Jordan had the pair down the previous round. So it was going to be me or Jordan knock with the pair down this time.
Sure.
I ended up getting it, and it was Terminus versus Mordekaiser, and it was Dan. Dan's a good player, and I was excited to get my Mordekaiser list out just because I had my Mammoth on the table all day, and I figured, you know, my Xerxes list went 3-0. I was very happy. The list played amazingly well as my test games. It looked better in my test games. I finally got it refined to where I wanted it. And I went first, so my army's going to 4. He has, like, Terminus, Bane Thrall. He's a very standard Terminus list. Bane Thralls, Tartarus, Darth Wraith, Corbeau, Bile Thralls. He had Wrong Eye and Snapjaw on the list. I don't know if that was... I mean, it was interesting. And hell, I mean, he had some impact in the game, but it didn't really impact how it went overall. But I go first. I'm trying to set as much of his army on fire as I can. He's slowly advancing into my... He's trying to run into my, you know, standard critics run into the firing squad.
Sure.
And the key moment of the game was, on my turn when I feated, my Nihilators had Hollow on them, and I knew he had only one way to remove the upkeep. And if he can't remove the upkeep, Terminus, when he feats, will only get maybe 2 to 4 souls instead of possibly getting, you know, 9 to 12 souls.
Sure.
So killing 2 models are key in my turn. Corbeau and Admonia, because she has the Despining. And if I want to charge my Nihilators in, she's going to be within 12 inches of them to be able to do this.
Right.
I'm setting every AoE. I'm hitting Miles around core, both Miles to get him on fire. I'm trying to roll damage rolls, and it just turns out I couldn't for the life of me kill either model.
And Admonia being the important. I mean, Corbeau obviously helps, but Admonia had to die.
We did make one mistake. I think I did hit Corbeau directly once, and he suckered onto Darith Wraith, who I think is undead, and you can't sucker to undead.
He's alive, I thought. I thought his whole thing was that he's like the Borg, where he keeps replacing his body, but he's still technically alive.
That's what I thought once, but then I looked at him and I thought he was dead. Even if he lived that turn, I still didn't kill the key model Admonia.
Right.
And I should have. I still charged with my Nihilators anyway.
Who's Admonia?
She's one of the Wither Shadow Combine members. She grants the ability to remove upkeeps. And she grants a free upkeep to her caster, and she can disbind enemy upkeeps within 5 inches of her.
That seems really good.
It's super good. And when she disbinds it, the people whose spell it is take D3 damage, so she also punishes you for having it in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, get this shit out of here.
So,
upkeep removal and cricks.
But he had so many Banes alive that I was still really concerned if they were alive and they would just do so much damage to my army that I charged in anyway, and I still had a few more attacks I could make on Admonia, but they all ended up failing. I did set her on fire, but I maybe did only 1 point in fire. So when it came to this fire roll course, I killed like 8 things, but her fire course went out.
Right.
And then he was able to get turned. Then between that and Corbeau, I had so many rolls on Corbeau. It was just ridiculous how it just didn't work.
Ray's living, by the way.
He is living, okay. So for some reason I thought he was dead. Maybe my version's dead.
Maybe. His horse is dead.
True. But either way.
It's okay with it.
So Edmonia lived. He despawned. He got Terminus up too far. Got, you know, a gazillion things. And then the tide just turned too much against me. If I would have killed her, I think the game would have been really interesting. Because I felt I had the slight advantage going into that. But then he just took the... He got the advantage, and then it was just too much to overcome.
Sure.
But then it was like 8 o'clock and the event ended then.
Which Jordan pulled it out.
Jordan Nock beat our Jordan this time. It was the first time he beat him. So he was kind of happy. Because he's lost... Our Jordan's Doomy Realist like 3 times in a row. But Jordan, he was so concerned about avoiding the assassination from Durgan, he got hit by the Earthbreaker. He just couldn't quite get around it. So he died a little
bit. So maybe I should have played with my Earthbreaker versus Jordan a couple times here. He might have been able to pick up on him. I just don't play Jordan that much. It's something I should do more of.
I went 3-1. Dan went 3-1 for Madison players.
Jordan went 3-1.
Our Jordan went 3-1. Yeah, Jordan and Dan both. No, yeah. I think
so. Three of the 5 Madison players went 3-1.
Yeah,
not a bad showing.
And Josh went, I think, at least 2-2. I don't know. Josh might.
Josh went 2-2. But you went 2-2. His 2 games that he won were against children.
he lost round 1 to Jordan Nock, and I guess he had a pretty close game against Jordan Nock. I don't know the details. I just know he had a very close game against Jordan Nock. And he played Merc, so at least in that game was the one game that Jordan Nock didn't fight someone who wasn't prepared for some of the shenanigans. Josh plays Theme Forces and Mercs a lot of times, and I think that's not always the way to go.
He had
Damiano, and he had
Damiano and Magnus too, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Magnus 2 is solid. I mean, especially in Geometry 2. Wars.
He's woefully underplayed, I think.
Yeah.
And Damiano is pretty amazing.
Disagree with that.
Yeah, I think. I mean, but he enjoyed it, and he had a lot of models, but I'm not sure if it's the most power way to go, but if it's fun, it's fun.
No, having fun, that's not the point. You're supposed to win.
So our Jordan got third. Ryan Culp got second. He went 3.
Yeah, thanks to me.
Yeah. You managed to lose to him.
Yep. I lost to Brian Culp fourth round. Yep. Fourth round. Sorry. And yeah, it was another classic battle. I usually beat Brian in some ridiculous fashion. This time around, I went for the Durgan assassination. I left Sorsha at 1 hit point, and then she windrushed, charged Durgan, and that was it.
Is her melee weapon blast damage?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because if it was, you would have been fine.
It would have been nice. Yeah. It would have been.
I thought you said that both Jordans were the undefeated ones.
Well, it was me, Jordan. It was last round. I was undefeated, I got paired down, and it was Jordan versus Jordan.
Okay, yeah. I get it. Never mind. It's clicking.
Yeah. It clicked.
All right, battle report's done.
I think so.
Yeah.
I love that Xerxes theme force. I'm gonna play the fuck out of it.
I don't like it.
A lot of people were just like, they'd face it, they'd be like, they'd have a plan, and then my army would just, with this wall of death would approach them, and they'd be like, oh.
It does make me want to play the answer to that. No, not really answer, but play my Mana War list for Kador. I mean,
it's a pseudo mirror match.
Yeah.
That's fine. I have my Lucant list that has like 30 medium-based guys in it as well, so
we can
play that against each other. My all-melee Lucant list. Not a single gun in it.
Indeed.
It's dumb, but it looks fun. I
love the fact that because my list has guns on top of beam infantry. I like the fact of being able to get that that threat out there, because people actually are kind of intimidated by that list. That both my lists have a lot of shooting. I really need to evaluate how I'm going to play Mordekaar. I'm really looking at drop, because my Mordekaar list, I forgot, had a Raider, Mammoth, Drake. I'm thinking of dropping the Drake and Marketh and one other model and try to add in Slingers. For even more, because what I want to do is I want to corrode models and then with them on fire. I want both effects on some models. This is it's my dream. I'm gonna live.
Moving on. I let you have that for way too long, man.
Katie's corner.
So my Katie's corner is briefly about Brian,
clearly the food moves through.
Your face. That was disgusting. You need to go check your pants, sir.
It shifted past, and the vomit threat is now past.
Yeah, now we're afraid of you crapping your pants.
There's a shower. I'm sure there's a dishwasher, washing machine somewhere in this house.
Dishwasher?
Anything.
How do you take care of your clothes in your apartment?
That's why she has maids.
Your maids come open the dishwasher, all your clothes are in there.
What movie did I just recently watch that had that? Oh my god. I just saw a scene in a show where somebody had clothes in the dishwasher.
My feet's wet.
Anyway.
So, something, Katie?
It is briefly about finances. It has nothing to do with War Machine, so you can skip ahead if you're not interested. So, recently, I got my review at work, and I got a good raise, so I do all the finances for us. And so I went and I, like, looked to see what things I could put more money towards with my raise. And I noticed that Jeremy has some student loans out there that we've been making payments on that were originally a certain amount and now are $30,000 more than that certain amount because he didn't pay them. He deferred them for, like, 10 years. And so my advice is don't do that. At all. It will make your spouse very, very, very upset. The other thing is it's at a 7% interest rate, which is 3 percentage higher than, like, what student loan payments are going for today. And he never bothered to, like, look at it and be like, maybe I could refinance this.
Here's a funny fact. I have a school loan that was kind of a public / private one. So my interest rate's like almost 10%. And it's because it's private. It's not like it doesn't follow all the normal rules of a student loan. So when I got it, I didn't realize that. So it's pretty
awesome.
You can
shop that out. You can say, hey, look, this was a student loan. I want to reapply for a new loan, and they'll take it over.
To pay off the old loan.
To pay off the old loan at a cheaper rate. Because then even if you make the same payment, you're paying it off so much quicker. Like, I did the math. If we pay an extra $150 a month, we pay it off like 8 years sooner and save $50,000 in interest. And Jeremy was like, oh, I don't know, that'll come into my spending money. What do you mean it'll fucking cut into your spending money? Like, you're realistically saving $50,000
later on, though. But the next month you can buy $150 is a lot more toys this month.
That is true.
Who cares about shit in
it's
20 years from now?
Responsibility. Homeowners know this. Homeowners know about this whole responsibility thing. It's the same thing when you have a mortgage payment, you pay extra, you save a lot of money. You have your house owned free and clear a lot sooner.
Right. Well, and then I did the same calculation with it, just refinancing it with somebody else, selling somebody else the loan and dropping it 2 points, and that saves us $89,000 and cuts 7 years off of the loan, making the same payment.
So if we did both,
like, it's a lot of money. Like, people want your loans. If you're a consistent payer, they want to buy them. And so there is nothing wrong with going to a bank or going to, I don't know where you get student loans from.
Fairies.
Credit union.
Going to a credit union and saying, look, I have this money. What can you do for me? Because they want your money. They want you to pay that interest to them and not to the other guy. Like, it's called shopping out a loan. Shop out your loans and don't let them sit at 7%. Also, you should not defer them, because your wife will be so angry and so happy that you were stuck in Detroit, because you deserve it.
Also,
you
if
asshole.
You're a baby boomer, don't be mean to millennials and say that they're lazy and shit, because this is what they have to deal with. Baby boomers are like, I just worked a part-time job during the summer and I just paid off my college. Fuck you, old man.
Yeah.
This is the worst economy since the Great Depression. Student loans are $1 billion that bury people in debt and they die broke. So fuck you.
Well, like, we'll pay
people
off-
are also very more responsible nowadays than they're idiots. I just said that because I've seen that those arguments.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing: is we're going to pay off our house sooner than we're going to pay off the student loans. We bought our house in 2011 or 2012. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Not very long ago, he had to have graduated from college. I graduated in 2004, and he's 5 years older than me. So theoretically, he graduated in like 2000. So he's had these loans for 13 years, and it's going to take him another 20-plus years to pay them off. Like, we're going to pay off our house sooner than that. Like, that's ridiculous. That shouldn't happen.
That's anyway. How, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Student loans are out of control right now. It's insane.
As I say, that's also an indictment of our education system to have that pricey of a, you know, cost on the education in the first place.
Right.
Well, it also took Jeremy, you know, an extra 7 years to graduate because he was
retarded.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was that, but that's beside the point. Oh, it made me so angry. I mean, and even if you can only put like $25 extra a month towards the principal amount, like it makes such a big difference. And Excel can actually show you that savings, and if you can make an amortization chart, there are templates out there that can show you how much money you're actually saving just by putting like an extra $25 a month towards it.
So yeah, that's, Katie, there's Nibbler.
That's actually Nibbler. Something. That's actually something.
Katie loves money, by the way, and she hates wasting money.
I do hate wasting.
No
money.
No one loves money more than I know than Katie.
Dave Ramsey fan.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, Dave Ramsey. Oh, come
Dave
on.
Ramsey is amazing.
He likes money too. You're okay.
Oh yeah, he's
a radio show. He's a like a total money makeover guy.
Yeah, I've actually taken his class. It was the gift from my father-in-law for my wife's and I.
Is it called
wedding.
The Secret?
No, like Ramsey's very upfront about it. It's not that bullshit. It's pay for stuff with cash.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
have credit cards. Like, do things like that. Pay a little bit extra because it adds up.
Right, and then live on rice you and have, beans. Well, no, it's not that bad. It's, you know, live within your means.
Right.
But it's also, you know, if you have kids, you scare them because you sell everything you don't use. I mean, you sell so much, you know, stuff that they think they're next. Your kids should literally think they're going to be sold at a garage sale in order to keep them in line in terms of spending money. But yeah, even going past that whole little bit extra money thing going to their bills, it's when you finish paying that bill, it's not, hey, now I have this much extra to spend every month on whatever. It's
retirement.
Yeah, you know, you roll that into your next bill.
Yeah.
And that's something my wife and I have actually been doing with her student loans. And yeah, no, we've been paying them off a lot faster than we normally would have, so...
What's that guy's name? Warren
Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Zevon.
Yeah. He said. Well, he said this is the priority you do your money in: is you save first, you pay your bills, and then you get what you want. Like that's the priority. Or maybe it was pay your bills, then save, then get you what you want. And people.
When is your last?
Your last. So like I did the math. I put an extra $50 a month towards our mortgage going forward, starting this month, and I'm paying an extra $15,000 of principal. I mean, I'm not paying an extra $15,000, but
you're eliminating.
I'm paying $15,000 of principal sooner than I otherwise would have, and that saves me $13,000 in interest payments, and the loan is cut shorter. Like, and it's just $50 a month.
Yeah, the entire projection for a home loan, it's based on how much your principal is plus all the interest plus how much, or divided by how much you're doing per minimum payment. And that's then stretched out over, you know, your 30 years. And yeah, my wife and I have I think it's a 30-year mortgage, but we're paying $200 more every month than we should be. And we already can see a huge difference. Our principal is vastly reduced.
That's like 4 board games a month you could be having instead.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true, but how I don't really play board games all that often, except
yeah,
with you guys.
That's why I have you, because you own all of them. Yeah.
That's like...
So outsource who your board game person is and spend
that's
their money.
That's why I try getting you to buy Nathan buy board games. I'm trying to have you buy Nathan board games so I don't have to buy them.
I know something you can do with your extra money. Buy me board games.
Okay. In 15 years, board games are coming your way.
Hey, I think Andy had something you wanted to add
to
that.
I'm putting an alarm on my phone. 15 years, it's going to ring and it says, Katie's buying you board games.
You're still going to have that phone in 15 years?
I'm thrifty.
But anyway, the point is, when you have something that's been outstanding for a really long time, just look and see what the current, yeah, it's,
yeah,
I guess
no,
it's an accounting standard.
No, it's more than just accounting.
Outstanding. It's like the word, double meaning.
Yeah.
Never mind.
For a long time, just look at the current market rates are, and maybe you can get it for cheaper, because I bet you there's somebody out there willing to take your loan for cheaper. So, it's a business. You're selling something.
That it is.
Anyway, that's my corner. Moving on. And then you'll have more money to play War Machine with.
Later on down the road.
How did your promotion go this week?
Yeah, how did that promotion go?
Go piss up a flagpole. I don't know.
But no. If you pissed up a flagpole, it just fall back in your face.
Exactly. That's why I'm
referring. Or if you did it a couple days ago, it might go into
that would be awesome.
No.
I really wanted to. I wanted to, with the super cold weather, take a little stroll outside and take a leak. In the middle of the night when it was like 50 below, 60 below with the wind chill. Yeah, except I decided I didn't want to have frostbite on my junk.
I don't know. See, Malcolm's been peeing outside, and he hasn't had...
His is covered by fur.
It's mostly... It's internal unless he's excited.
He gets excited a lot.
It's hopefully not while he's peeing.
What?
He does. Like, for a dog that's been fixed, like, he gets excited a lot.
Oh, I thought it was Jeremy. So I got confused.
No, that's just once a month.
I'm glad I've never seen the red rocket off of Malcolm. That,
oh, yeah, yeah, just pet him, and it'll come right out.
Ew. That is why,
Jeremy, what?
Like, I try to... I do not have male mammal pets. That's just a general standard that I have, is in general I have female mammal pets, except cats, because cats have tiny dicks. But in general, like...
So...
I mean, I'm not skeevish about that. I mean, whatever, it's the body, but like when I'm rubbing a puppy's tummy and there's just this dong there, it's in the way. And then if it gets excited, that's even worse. Like, it's just, man.
You stick to the chest then.
Yeah, even still. And then the ball's flapping around if you don't get them fixed, but obviously you do. But I just, no. You got a female.
Okay, no,
female
mammals.
I like female cats because they don't pee as much. Less likely to pee around your house.
One of my female cats is either senile or angry because she's super old now, and she's just peeing and pooping in random places around the house, and it's getting really annoying because
that's
trying to keep her house.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, I think because she's always been well behaved. I think she's literally just senile at this point.
Or she might be upset at she's something. Confused. It's like having other cats in the house can really mess with them.
Yeah, it's the same two she's always had.
There might be something wrong. Like, because I know when my cat started peeing in other places, it was because she could literally not hold her pee anymore, and she had some sort of infection. So anyway.
No, my mom had a cat who did that, and no, it was just because he was psychotic. Like, you'd pet him for more than a second, and he'd hiss, and he'd attack you.
That's because he's a cat.
Oh, no. This was Satan given cat form.
So a cat.
He did not cat. Meow. He would jump up on your lap and start purring, but the second you touched him, he attacked.
So
yeah,
cat.
Sad yeah. cat, yeah. yeah.
So Puma has been sleeping with me in the mornings because Jeremy is not here and she's not normally allowed in the bedroom. And she's such a little bitch in the morning when she decides it's time to get up. We'll be laying there nicely and then like around 9, she's like, all right, it's time to get up. And she'll just start pushing things off of my nightstand onto the ground. And if that doesn't work, she'll start playing with my iPad while I'm playing with it.
You're still in bed at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, playing with my stuff.
On her day off.
She's up at 5:30, but she's in her bed till whenever on an iPad.
Sorry, playing
you
with
gotta
your
get
stuff.
Up at 5.
I guess if Jeremy's not here.
To let the dog out.
Even if he's here.
That way it's more than once a month.
Yeah, let the dog out.
She's not going to wait around for that crap. And even then, she's like, okay, are you done? All right, I got some stuff to take care of.
Oh, you are on a roll tonight.
Yeah, I need this flow lifted.
Oh, so many friendships being destroyed.
Zappity.
Oh, yeah.
Although our Twitter Zappity Gremlins was turned into a discussion between two people, so it hasn't really been as effective as it normally is.
Well, I've got all the Facebook ones.
What's the discussion?
Well,
the Facebook ones were looking pretty good.
Well, there's 6 posts on Twitter, and 4 of them are back and forth. Unless I can't read Twitter very well.
Twitter is not very readable.
Yeah, they updated the Twitter on my phone, and I don't like it. I don't like how it's
set up. I don't get my iPad anymore because I want to pay attention to what's going on around me. So yep. I will
stop Katie.
Are you
doing
Twitter?
I'll do Twitter because Twitter is really short.
Okay.
So the first question is, how many fake spoilers will we have to endure before we get real stats?
Oh my god, so many fake spoilers.
I hope more. Honestly, I want more because I don't want to know what's in the books until I actually open the fucking book and read it.
Well, I mean, the magazine comes out in 2 weeks, so we'll start seeing real spoilers this week. It's a matter of we'll need like more sources to even believe them.
Hopefully this third batch of Gore Shade spoilers are fake because they are not impressive.
the third batch is pretty awful that went out.
Like the first two were over the top good, and then this third one's just like, yeah, he sucks and he's bad, and then his spell is he loses the game.
Yeah. The first one was over the top good. The second one was like believably good.
Right,
and,
I guess so.
Yeah, and then I haven't seen the third ones at all.
The big one, the third one, like it claims that he has whatever some random stuff, and then his feat is center a 3-inch AOE on 3 of your models, and then models in that AOE get stationary. So like maybe you'll stationary four or five things.
I can see if that's
Sorsha's annihilating armies.
I can see that if that was like a 5-inch AoE or something, but just
or
like
a 6 D3 plus 3 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that seems awful tiny for
three little
for,
3-inch AoEs.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that post had, and that was from Remel. I think that's how he pronounces it.
Remel, yeah.
R-E-E.
So Marauder Mitch responded to him. His answer was, because evidently this wasn't to us, this was just to like the other world. Marauder Mitch decided to get involved in the situation. He's like, about as often as Jeremy and Katie get it on, which Remel answers with each other, question mark. With Remel, and then he says, I think so.
So what? The internet is theorizing that you two are either swingers or adulterers,
yeah.
Apparently.
I prefer swingers to adulterers.
Right. As so, she looks at Nathan.
Well, she's the one who asked the question.
Right.
So we only
everyone
have,
loves the beard.
We only have two other questions besides that.
I was going to say, is that the reason why Jeremy's stuck in Detroit?
Oh. I'm busy this weekend. You can't come home.
when I want a lady to go to Detroit.
It's happening.
Crumble. Oh.
I just say I like to find a burnt out building.
Zappity.
Crumble.
Favorite band? Question mark.
I've been listening a lot to Lily Allen, but that doesn't count as a band. That's a person lately.
Maybe you consider it a band. It's a singer. I mean,
it's a singer.
Yeah.
It's not like a band. I think of a band.
She is accompanied with a band.
Yeah, but I think of a band is like the Beatles because there was, you know, like four of them and they.
Oh, it's going to be my answer.
Played instruments. Yeah.
So you wouldn't consider like, well, it's Bob Marley and the Wailers, but I mean,
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, I mean they're yeah. I'd still consider a singer as being a band.
Band that's always there. Then yeah, that's different.
Yeah,
but I don't know that she does. I think she just has like because it's not Lily.
I'm allowing singers.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
So that can be your answer.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I've just been listening a lot to her lately.
I'll go Beatles because they're the greatest band in the history of music.
Oh, you son of a...
I wish Jeremy was here so he could contradict that.
Yellow Submarine. That's the best song is Yellow Submarine.
I will say, the Beatles to me are like, eh, but I don't like music in general, so what do I know?
But more contemporary,
Charlatan.
I'm a huge fan of Gorillaz.
Gorillaz. Not the band Gorillaz, just actual Gorillaz.
Yeah. The band Gorillaz.
It's like,
a band that's not real.
They're
real.
It's a guy. they have well, some...
Yeah, they're alter egos that are all animated and shit.
Well, it's his alter egos, because there's one guy that makes up that band, except for when they tour. Or like background vocals if he needs a female singer or whatever, but in reality, it's a dude.
Right.
Andy?
Okay. I am a fan of Anthrax.
You said you didn't like music.
You said
so
you qualified yourself as not liking music.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to like more classical lately, like Beethoven and.
I thought you were going to say like Clapton.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a band. If you know, she pick a singer, and I did hear a musician recently that I really liked, but I have no idea who they were. That's my
also Beethoven
current.
Would be because he'd be accompanied by a lot of
instruments.
It'd be like an orchestra. It'd be in like a legitimate band.
There's one song on our Muzak at work that I actually really like, and it feels like the kind of song you'd hear at a roller disco, and so I really liked it. And it's by a band called Passion Pit, or kind of a fun disco-y type thing. So if you're looking for Carried Away by Passion Pit.
Go, Nathan.
Wow.
Nate.
Okay, well, you're making me pick one out of...
No, you just pick one that
just
you
go.
Like.
Just go. This is lightning round. We're already going too long.
Yeah, fine. Blink 182, their current reimagined. No. Okay, no.
Get the fuck out.
Fuck you. They're current. Have you heard anything from Dogs Eating Dogs?
No, because I don't listen to Blink 182.
No.
Why don't you just say Creed and cut to the chase?
Just because you're sitting in Jeremy's chair doesn't mean you have to say that kind of stupid shit, though.
Oh, he doesn't know who Blink 182
That's
is.
That's true.
Okay,
but he likes them.
They went through a rather terrible phase, but no, they broke away from their label and they started doing their own shit again, and it sounds really good. In the span of like 3 months, they put together this EP that was 5 songs, and it was actually great. Compared to like their last album, Neighborhoods, which I couldn't stand.
I can't hear you over the sound of Blink 182.
Grumble.
The last Twitter question is: this is mostly was for Nathan and maybe Nathan. Of the 6 heavy vectors in Convergence, which ones are most likely to be effectively fielded in multiples?
The dual modulator is an amazing battle group. I like it a lot. The dual modulator with a corollary so that they're both powered automatically worked really well is my favorite part of the Aurora list I ran that failed miserably apart from that. And then Cyphers,
because
4 rough terrain AoEs are fucking amazing.
Yeah. Okay, I have to agree. The modulator shooting each other to clear out infantry is pretty ridiculous, but
too. Is it worth how many points that ends up costing?
Well, just two modulators?
Yeah.
You said two modulators.
I meant to say monitors. I'm sorry. I meant to say monitors.
Okay, yes.
Double monitor and double cipher.
Yes, monitors are amazing. I would have to agree, because having multiple ciphers for all those AoEs, unless you're facing some douchebag potentially lot of Pathfinder in there.
My double monitors did not do well against that list either. They're like, oh, who do we scalpel out? And the answer was nobody, because they're all fucking gigantic.
Exactly.
That's not an annoying jack, but that's a pretty good jack.
I don't know. I could potentially see the Conservator doing well.
What's a 10-point jack? There's one of those convergent jacks that I love. Maybe it's not good in doubles.
9's the most expensive they have, is the Cypher.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I think the Conservator also, with being able to, well, under Axis at least, being able to push shit around.
If you're doing Infantry Swarm, a pair of Conservators, like one on each flank, could be good.
Right, but that's ram them back in the center. Yeah. Okay.
Grumble.
So we're up to Facebook now.
Facebook land. There's a lot of questions on here.
All right, Zoom.
So, starting off, where can I submit my Zappity Grumble questions? What format should they be in?
Facebook, any format you prefer.
Zappity. Right.
Grumble.
Favorite types of casual, fun, warm hordes events?
Casual, fun ones?
Yeah. Who's the boss?
Yeah, that's the answer right there. Casual, yeah, fun ones.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter as long as it's casual.
I prefer hardcore for my casual events.
Zappity.
Grumble. Since Katie is Bad Horse, is Jeremy's fetish pony play?
Yes.
Nathan's been involved a couple of times. This Nathan, newbie. That's probably new to answer.
What can I say? I know how to put a saddle on.
So moving on.
I'm going to say this. So I found out Jeremy's fetish, and my response was, oh, well, I've done that. So it's really kind of disappointing.
Yeah,
it's not like something super freaky.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee a double-digit percentage of our listeners, if not the majority of our listeners, have dabbled.
Bananas?
I want to know this now.
Nope.
No, you left too early.
We could tell you.
Yeah, if you had
we
stayed
tell
at the Christmas
never.
Party or New Year's.
You guys, after Christmas
you
party.
Guys,
after
you,
party.
You guys got it out? It came out there?
Yeah.
Katie was...
I drank a little too much.
Yeah. Katie talked about ruining sweaters, and
no.
She talked about fetishes.
No.
She talked about things.
I get chatty when I drink. I get very oversharing.
We should leave it as that Katie got chatty as she drank.
I wasn't going to explain how the sweater got ruined. I was done with the anecdote.
It's happening.
Grumble.
Jesus. Charles Foster III asks, Seattle. Seattle or San Francisco?
I've never been to either.
Screw the West Coast.
It's football.
It's football.
Fuck
related.
San Francisco in the goddamn ass.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Seattle.
Yeah, I'm a Seattle fan right now.
I've never seen
Cincinnati?
No, they're not even in
the playoffs. Wait a minute. I have Jeremy's answer. The Patriots?
Patriots can suck
go
a dick.
Patriots. They had a good game on Sunday.
My answer to that, and not to piss off Charles Foster III, but I'd say fuck Patriots.
Well, fuck Patriots.
Yeah, fuck Patriots.
No, between those two, I'd go Seattle.
Stephanie.
Grumble. I'm glad I didn't have to answer it.
Yeah.
If you could take one rule or format from another wargaming system and bring it into a War Machine, which system and which rule?
I played Mercs for a while, but that was kind of...
I've never played another war game machine, so I don't understand this question.
I'd have to grab from Mercs. I'd have to go the back and forth, the
you move
individual
a unit.
Models have their own initiative each round, or the it would have to be, I guess, to units and solos. So it'd be kind of just closer to Unbound.
I was about
format.
To say, so you want to play Unbound? Yeah.
That format's okay. When
except
each,
back
when,
and
when
forth.
Each person has like 5 to 7 models, it's not a big deal. But when you're talking like 50 miles on 50 miles, it gets a little undoable.
Yeah, I think there was a system in Crocodile Games that had a hidden initiative type thing, where both players put out like, you know, units 1 through 5, which one was going to go first, and they had them all marked hiddenly, and then each person went, I'm activating unit number 1, and you have to deal with it. Yeah. I'm activating unit number 2 and have to deal with it. That might be interesting.
HeroScape does that, too, if that counts as a miniatures game.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be interesting to maybe try out once. I haven't played Unbound. Is that kind of how Unbound is done, or is
I
it just,
played it
or you Unbound, just take groups of miniatures and then you move?
You activate like you take your turn just like War Machine, but you activate like a third of your army. Then your opponent activates a third. Then you activate another third of yours. Then they do another third.
Okay.
Caster battle group and like three or four.
Yeah.
Units.
Okay. It's basically just you take turns doing chunks of your army back and forth.
Okay. What are you saying?
Zappity.
Grumble.
Barely answered that one.
I was going to add one little thing. I think a lot of people, I don't want it, but I think people want customization. They love that kind of customization rule come to the game. Like, take your Warcaster, give him this weapon or this weapon or this thing.
Oh, yeah. Something like a Battle Gear type thing. Yeah.
But I don't care.
Something I am also ambivalent towards my answer, but it could be good if done well, and I think some people want it, is the percentage of your army must be from certain categories that 40K has.
Fantasy has that too.
That's the one mechanic I really like in the Warhammer games, is the, like, you get 20% of your army as support, 60% as infantry, 20% as jacks, you know,
Your core shape. Dynamic, your medium mechanic, the rare mechanic for your army. Yep.
Like, that makes could sense. Work.
Makes sense. And that way if it's a certain percentage, maybe at, you know, 50 points, you couldn't actually fit a Colossal into it. Why is everybody looking at their phone devices?
I did it because two people were.
Zappity.
I just looked at it because they were looking. I was like, oh, what's going on?
Joining the party.
Who is a bigger whore, the Countess or the Princess?
Jeremy?
Don't know. Jeremy? I don't know reference.
Jeremy.
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 That's a reference to something.
Yeah, that's from Hacksaw as well. So,
well, if it's Hacksaw, it's got to be a reference you should get.
Because Hacksaw, maybe he knows us too well. We don't even know. He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Damn it. That's a reference to something.
Yeah, because Hacksaw only asks us. He's always trying. All
right, I'm going to Google it while we move on.
Zappity.
Crumble.
That's bugging
so me. So, 8 units of Doom Reavers is not enough Doom Reavers in a 50-point list. So, is 8 units of Doom Reavers still not enough Doom Reavers in a 50-point list?
It's enough.
This is your question.
That's from Kurt.
Why is that my question?
I don't know.
Katie tapped me and said that it was my question. And I don't understand.
Seems like
it'd
be a question.
Jordan only has 6 units. He has 6 or 7, and he wins enough stuff with those.
I was getting him confused with the other things.
So I'll say
I think 8 units is too much because you're running 48. That's 48 points. Too much.
Yeah,
you still need something else to back up that. And Jordan does well with all that and like a conquest,
and yeah, it seems to be a really good mix. Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Go, 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 go.
What is the longest board game you would sit down and play with any kind of regularity? 2 hours? 4? 6? More?
Regularity makes it interesting.
Yeah, I would play a 3 to 4 hour board game with regularity.
Yeah, regularity, like, as weekly. In Jeremy, like once a month.
I'd play StarCraft. StarCraft can go up to 3 hours. I would play that weekly for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I would play a 3 or 4 hour board game weekly. I would play an 8 to 12 hour board game monthly.
Yeah, we need to bring out Greyhawk Wars sometime.
Yeah,
I tried Googling Princess Countess, and I just got a lot of historical figures who were princesses and countesses.
Oh, okay.
So were they all whores?
Which one is the bigger whore?
The Countess.
Okay.
Because she counts the money from being
I can't think of a board game we've mentioned recently that has a lot of princesses and
the only thing I can whores. Think of is like Avalon. It would be. That's the only thing I can think of. We haven't played it yet. That's one game we need to.
Hacksaw's phone number, I can call him live.
I got him. Yeah.
Message Hacksaw.
Zappity.
Grumble.
I was going to call Hacksaw.
What
question was that we were just talking about?
The Doom Reavers.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
The longest board game.
Oh, the longest board game. Yeah. A 4 hour game weekly, an 8 to 12 hour game monthly.
Oh, I could only do once every 2 months for 8 to 12. Right. That's a day.
Sure.
We did answer that. We actually did answer it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we were re answering it with the same answers.
Flawless people. I need a flawless.
Grumble. This is the third time we've zappity grumbled that question.
Like, I'd pay a 2 hour game daily.
God, I would too.
That would be fun.
When you're supposed to be messaging Hacksaw. You can do it on Facebook.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
If you add Shield Guard to Triumph, is it worth 11 points?
Signar, question mark?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody takes Triumph in the first place. I think if you add Shield Guard to him, I think people would take him a lot more.
Really?
But he's...
I think they still wouldn't. I think they go, oh, okay, meh.
Well, I suppose you could just take a Boker for like 8 points cheaper.
Yeah,
well, he's a defender chassis, right? He's 2 points.
Well, wouldn't you rather take a defender and a Boker?
Well, no, you're wasting you're wasting an extra point though.
I mean, or just take a defender and not have a shield guard. I'm just not sure that you would bother to. He needs like true sight instead of having that.
Yeah. The thing you want in him is not the shield guard.
Yeah, where he has to sacrifice to aim in order to get his unstealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a princess. Is she a whore?
God, yeah. I just
Hacksaw knows us too well. This has to be relevant.
Oh, God. Zappity. Damn him.
Grumble.
Is your podcast logo a pony that gets thrown into a grinder?
It's not a pony.
That's not a pony.
It's a hand being crippled by gears.
Yep. If you look at most of your paper shredders or any kind of functioning open machinery warning stickers, that's the logo.
Do not insert hand into place that will break your fingers.
Brian, are you also trying to find our logo so you can see what the pony looks like?
Isn't it? It's right on the shirt.
Look at shirt. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Head, legs being pulled
with like a
through.
Square head.
Is it like a pony going backwards into a logo?
You don't feed a pony into a grinder backwards. You go head first.
No. You feed things into grinders backwards so you can watch the look on their face.
Oh, that's so mean.
Oh God! Horses are godless killing machines. No, I would throw a horse in a grinder in a heartbeat.
Zappity.
Grumble. Grumble.
We just cut that one off right there. Nathan, you have been on fire today.
Fucking horses.
That's just mean. Over the top.
They're delicious.
They are good. They make good glue, too.
Hey, did you see where they sold rancid horse meat? Anyway.
Okay, then.
Whoa. Someone sold bad meat.
Yeah, there's horse Dundon turned.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Heads or tails?
I think we determined that Nathan would do heads.
Oh, yeah. that was determined, yes. I would probably... No, Nathan wants tails.
Nathan wants tails.
Yeah.
And then I would do heads.
Yeah. I was confused.
That's not what Jeremy says.
Grumble.
So Pip asks, how do you get rid of the dirty feeling from buying a storm wall?
Buy another one?
Buy another one and play Haley with it?
Then you get a new dirty feeling.
Yeah. Zappity.
Grumble.
Have any of you played Kingdom of Loathing online?
No. Yes. I keep playing it for a couple months. Well, that's the thing. I played it like for several months years ago and then stopped. And then just like last year, I'm like, oh, that game still exists. So I played it for several months and then stopped.
I played it until the person who got me into it turned out to be a giant douchebag. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stop doing all things that remind me of this guy. So,
Fair enough.
It's Zappity.
Hey, it's the only online free-to-play RPG I know of that has a Monster Squad reference in it.
Grumble.
Wolf.
Sorry, that was like three.
Well, it's
three
just
seconds.
That they're supposed to be lightning round and we turn each of them into like its own little mini discussion.
That was still less than 10 seconds. Wolfman's got nards. That's all I'm saying. Zappity Grumble.
I love your clarity of time. It just never matches. Never. That was 10 seconds. That was like 5 minutes of discussion.
Update, important update. Hacksaw's references to the game, the board game Love Letter, which is very popular right now.
But none of us have
played. I know Maneth John has talked about it a lot. He really likes it. I've seen it on the hotness level on Board Game Geek.
What's Love Letter?
And he's also recommending.
It's evidently a little card game.
It's some kind of really fun game that evidently Hacksaw is also telling us to get it. And since I trust Hacksaw,
we'll give it a shot.
He said it's a fun filler game.
I kept thinking about buying it because since it's a card game, it's only like $20 or something.
So. And you like those kind of dinky pieces of shit games.
But wow. Of all the people here that likes dinky card shit games, that would be me.
Yeah, but you get mad if I sell it to you, so I was deflecting it over this way.
Zappity!
Grumble!
Twinkies are fully automatic grenade launcher.
What? Twinkies, of course.
Is it which would I rather eat or which would I rather throw at somebody?
Or put a model into it. You put one person's caster in a Twinkie and they keep getting mad about it. I don't understand why.
Was it
does
painted?
Keep getting mad it about it. I don't understand why he keeps bringing it up.
Yeah. It wasn't painted. It was just one of his models.
See, that's
and it was like the
deal.
First time you'd ever met him. Yeah, I was just welcome to the group.
Well, he lost the game and then I shoved his model in a Twinkie.
Wait, let's alter it. Assuming you had a fully automatic grenade launcher, which would you rather have an infinite supply of, Twinkies or ammo?
Ammo.
Twinkies.
I would do ammo. Why would you want Twinkies? Like, you can just get a better
Twinkies
snack.
Are so delicious.
Because I could blow you up and then just take your Twinkies.
Who's saying that you having the infinite supply of
How is your infinite supply of Twinkies going to help me help you against my infinite supply of ammunition for grenades?
Because I would just have an infinitely regenerating Twinkie wall.
Or you'd pay an army of mercenaries entirely with Twinkies.
That would also work.
Yeah, then I could just run away from them.
Yeah. Fun trivia.
Get back here!
Twinkies used to be banana filled, and then World War II there was a banana shortage, so they switched to the cream.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's
be
a gross. True story.
Banana filled. Everything, oh, that would be so good.
Didn't they have like Twinkies that had like fruit gel in the side?
Yeah, it was banana.
No, they had other ones.
Like Zingers, I think.
No, they were Twinkies because there was a Hostess store that was in Sheboygan, and we went there.
Zingers are the ones with frosting on the top.
And some kind of coconut also sprinkled over them?
Snowballs have coconut.
I thought that was...
No, it's not Zingers.
You know what's bullshit, though, is that...
Gumball.
No, this deserves to be said. The gas station near me has a stand with Hostess stuff on it. It's like, oh, the sweetest comeback ever because there's Hostess products again. But on this stand
sweetest?
Yes, that's their point. But on the stand is not the chocolate custard filled pies. And that's what I fucking need. That's
oh, those are so delicious, too.
Pro tip, except do not look at the nutritional value of those.
Of course.
Of any Hostess product. Are you kidding?
Oh, these are worse. Like, they put the flap over it on purpose. You can't accidentally see it. You have to lift the flap to see the nutritional value, and that's a terrible decision. But those aren't on there. They got cupcakes, and they got snowballs, and they got Twinkies, but they don't have fucking chocolate custard pies.
I like the cupcakes. Too.
And Sara Lee's display over there has the cherry pies and the lemon pies, but not the chocolate custard pies, and that's bullshit.
When I was in high school, I used to eat cupcakes every single day. It was delicious.
Also, speaking of custard-filled things, if you eat a donut and it has, like, that whipped cream in it instead of vanilla custard, you're a fucking idiot.
That's true.
And you're to blame for those existing.
When you said, speaking of custard, I really thought you were going a different direction with that. Yeah. I'm glad you did it.
Semen.
I thought you were going to do general custard and historical reference. Zappity.
Crumble.
All right, this is a lot of guesses here, so we'll just run this through Katie. Does what? Jeremy's fetish involve food?
No.
Animals?
No.
Amputations?
No.
Fecal matter?
No.
Urine?
That's no.
A dog.
Leather?
No.
Whips?
No.
Et cetera?
Oh, maybe.
You said leather. I thought you said weather.
I heard weather.
I was like, oh, baby, it's raining outside.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorm.
A meteorologist. He stands in front of a green screen and then just beats off.
Well, look at the color of those clouds today.
Is that what the green screen is in the basement?
It's sprinkling.
Oh, here comes the warm front.
Elderly? Katie, elderly?
No.
All right. We have just answered all of Chris Siri's questions about Jeremy's fetish.
This is what I will say. Somebody actually asked me this one time, and they actually had it right, and I told them no. So I lied. Yeah. And by telling them no, I didn't actually say anything. I just said the word what,
and I'll
and
say
then laughed.
That was our big thingamajig, wasn't it?
But you got to be quiet because that's all I want to give.
That's fine. People can keep on guessing. It's pretty good.
just know that she's either going to say no or just laugh at you. You'll never hear the word yes. You just have to glean it.
Zappity grumble. That was like of Chris Siri's questions that went on for like six of them. Carrie Lim might be asking if Crippled System t-shirts are part of the fetish. Because it's Crippled System t-shirts right in the middle of all that with a question mark. So I don't know.
No.
They didn't exist when he had the fetish. I mean, it's not like he's like, oh, I can't wait for these to come out.
That's true. We did not know that these people existed
when
I learned about his fetish.
All right.
All
right, then.
And somebody's asking a superhero question is, which would you rather have, flight or invisibility? It depends on if you could turn it on or off, because I would like invisibility.
If you could turn it off.
Yeah.
I want to be a flying pony.
Flight come with a windscreen?
Do I get wings with flight, or do I just like jump up in the air and I'm flying?
Are we talking about being able to fly faster than you can run? Because I've always heard that was a limitation.
You're just hovering really slowly.
Exactly. If I can only hover, you know, like 6 inches off the ground really slow, this is the fucking worst power ever.
I mean, that would be pretty good because then I wouldn't need a stool every time I need to get something out of the cabinet.
Yeah, and that's another, would it be a power of jumping? or actually, like, levitation.
In City of Heroes, if you went down the flight tree, you didn't get flight until, like, level 12, but level 5, you got hover. And hover was seriously, like, an inch a minute lifting off the ground. It was like in IT Crowd when they're lifting him up in the wheelchair lift into the truck, and just that awkward staring. That's how hover was in City of Heroes.
See, my wife wouldn't even get that reference one. Because I made her watch that episode.
It's a great episode.
It is.
It's one of the best episodes of any show ever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Would invisibility involve everything that touches you turning invisible then?
What about your clothes? Like, would you have to be naked? Yeah,
would you have to be naked or if somebody throws mud on you or you know?
Science question, is the invisibility because light doesn't refract off of me? And because if so, that means I'd be blind. And I don't want to be blind.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just like a chameleon thingy.
So, like, I'm just showing what's behind me.
Yeah.
So it's like the Predator, where I'm not actually invisible. It's just an optical thing.
Yeah.
So you're kind of detectable.
Let's
then?
Do
or
that.
Is it perfect? So you're just talking functionally, but I'm still.
I would stand really
still
perfect.
In the corner of that girl's locker room. I'm pretty sure they won't see you.
I would not be still.
So can invisibility have a little bit of a silencing effect around parts of the body?
He's like, what's that noise over in the corner? I don't see anything.
Someone asked for a towel. Can I have a towel, please?
Do things stay invisible after they leave me? Or is there an inexplicable fountain in the corner?
No, there's a leak somewhere.
Everyone just slips all over it.
I think we're all being a little generous. I think Andy had it right with the leak.
Wow. That's okay. She's just used to Jeremy.
So Jeremy's leak's normal.
That's wow.
It's three an anemic drip. That's normal, right?
Yeah.
No, it's like a faucet that won't tighten all the way.
Jesus. It comes out as clear as water, too, which is a little bit concerning.
Oh,
God. Oh. Is that happening?
Grumble.
Tell that's Jeremy it's a really boring episode. He should not listen to it.
So
post this quick so he can listen to it in the airport in Detroit.
No, I bought a steak for tonight, and I actually bought a bottle of wine because he's had a hard weekend. And he has to go back on travel right away.
Right. He'll be cold.
And I have to be a good wife.
Was that the last one?
That was the last one.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Good to end on.
Yeah. So we're running really late in time. So
quick recommendations then. Super quick.
Super quick.
Is it
super
like
quick.
10 seconds quick?
Yeah, we're never going through
legit
quick recommendations.
No, check out how quick this is. You should watch Danger 5. There's only 7 episodes. It's an Australian show. Watch the first 5 minutes of the first episode and nature will take its course.
I liked the new dog on Family Guy. That's just my thing.
Well, he'll be gone soon.
He's already gone.
Yeah, that's just a ratings grab.
Yeah,
I saw a picture online of somebody got a Brian tattoo with, like, RIP and whatnot. It's like, you fucking idiot. You thought he was going to stay dead.
Yeah.
That's going to be a sad moment. Warframe and Don't
yes!
Starve.
Yes!
Warframe is ridiculous. Ooh. I love it.
And it's free. Everybody play Warframe.
It is. It's, well, unless you wanted to do
it. I recommended
thing.
It, like, 6 months ago, and nobody listened.
Wrap it up. Andy.
My recommendation is Almost Human. The show on Fox with Carl.
Oh, that's also very
good. It is really awesome. It's
had a solid start and it just kept on going good.
Yep. It's easily the best show.
Brian?
I have a multi-tiered recommendation. It's a combination of many factors put together over years.
Moving on!
Oh my God! These are flying me!
I'm going to start kicking you.
So is that it then? Recommendation was.
It's called Booth at the End. That's a Hulu original series.
Yes,
it was originally a Canadian show.
I'll come up on the other side, Booth at the End.
It's a really creepy show, but a guy you go visit him, and he basically grants wishes. And you guys did
not come up Andy too.
No, not anymore.
No, well, yours is. These are two obscure ones. Warframe and Booth at the End are super obscure, and I'm glad people mentioned them.
Right, a good show on Fox. Actually, so it depends.
Be soon.
Yeah, soon to be canceled soon.
Just, soon to be canceled soon. Yeah.
Soon to be canceled
they
soon.
They need to have an episode where he wears like a Judge Dredd mask, just because that'd be great. A
Halloween episode.
Just like a callback, kind of like Malcolm Reynolds costume on the castle.
Yeah. What's this thing?
Yeah, but this is Fox we're talking about. They won't allow anything funny like that.
Sneaking, he could just be wearing the helmet and be like, this is dumb, and then just throw it away.
One thing that I think, my quick recommendation, somebody should franchise McDonald's and make it breakfast only all day. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
That'd be fucking awesome.
And flawless this episode.
Wow, and Culver's just canceled their breakfast for the four restaurants that were doing it.
Culver's had breakfast?
I didn't know they had
four restaurants through the entire company, and Cross Plains was one of them.
Meh.
Yeah. No, McDonald's breakfast all the time.
That would be pretty cool. Be
pretty damn awesome.
So somebody should open a Long John Silver's within a half hour of me.
You want?
I thought we already went
over
that there is one within a half hour of here.
If I drive a jet... If there's a Long John Silver's within a half hour of here, you find it, because I think you're lying. There used to be one in Verona like a decade ago. I remember when it closed down. It was Long John Silver's A&W combo. I loved that place.
You ordered, like, okay, you're closing, give me everything you have, and just like, kept it in a closet as long as you could.
Well, that's this Googling like can go off air.
Google. I always Google off air.
He's looking.
He's the one who thought we were going long, and yet he's not hitting the stop button.
No, we're done. There's one in Beloit.
No, I can still see it in the background behind the thingy. See, my voice is going...
Yeah, no, we're still talking. I'm just saying that there's one in Beloit, which is about a half hour
away. Really?
Beloit's not a half hour away.
Beloit's not a half an hour away.
Well, it depends how many digits are on your speedometer.
If you buy Nathan time, it's not a half an hour. We've petered out. End of flow list.
Peter.
He's like a penis.
The flow list is over.
Flow. Peter flow.
We're back to talking about Jeremy again.
Week. Yeah. All right,
is that his new nickname?
Are we done
Peter
though?
Flo?
It says here it's 56 minutes.
Oh, that's...
So that's... It's under an hour. That's tempting.
Yeah.
That's tempting.
Is it?
Well, now we know on the way to Chicago, because we go through Beloit all the goddamn time, we can stop at Long John Silver's.
There used to be a Steak and Shake in Janesville there on the way, and then that's gone. Steak and Shake.
All right. We're all done now?
We're all done.
Bye, all right. Everybody.
Bye.